this Zeitwort. Ich möchte euch ganz herzlich danken dafür, dass ihr heute hierher gefunden habt. Ich muss so ein bisschen feststellen, dass meine Stimme wie aus dem Jenseits klingt. Olli, kannst du mich hier? Olli, findest du meine Stimme klingt wie von Ermaturi, der Vorstadt des Todes.
Olli, mach mal was.
Ja. Ach, wohl. Überraschenderweise, also wirklich ganz und gar uneingeplant, von unserem Paar, von Jan Navajale Shina Chetla oder Sina Salam.
Ich kriege den Krieg hier raus, ob es so.
Speak in English, and there will be a German translation. I'm just coming from Tinkaisalas, our beautiful farm in the Bavarian forest in Germany, and. Actually planning to conduct a chanting retreat in the Swiss Alps. We wanted to start at 5 o'clock in the evening. That's in 35 minutes. But we somehow, by Krishna's mercy, decided to start our retreat tomorrow, not today. And this gave me a surprise visit to the Sunday feast here in Zurich. I'm very happy to see so many known faces, so viele bekannte Gesichter. Very happy to see the Sudanese out there. Du hast mir einen Brief geschrieben. And I'm not really the main person here. Krishna is anyways, and but we our guest Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj from Manipur is coming any moment now, whatever that means in Indian time. You know, when in India someone says just now coming, it could mean the time span from 2 minutes up to 3 days. It's very flexible. I wanted to say something which this is very much in my heart about chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I think our guests and also friends who come into the temple notice that we have a very pronounced culture of sitting down and chanting again and again the Maha Mantra. As I was sitting down today, I just slept a little, so I'm still a little between two worlds, but as I sat down today, I said to myself, there's so many dear people in the audience, which I know since many years, but I'm not Hare Krishna, welcome. Here comes our main person of today's Sunday program. Some of us call Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj the Dalai Lama of the Hare Krishna movement.
Nein, ich habe das letzte Mal gesagt, ich vermute die Teilnahme. Ich habe jetzt auch schon mal fragen, was Auge wie die Onka.
So let me just finish my thoughts, which I want to present to you. So as I was, so we are all chanting Hare Krishna, and as I was sitting down in front of all of you, I thought, why don't I, just greet everyone who is chanting Hare Krishna? Why don't we stop the kirtan and say, hello, how are you, Guruji, and all the things which are said when you meet your friends. Why do you sit down and chant God's name? And as I was sitting down like this and chanted, I remembered that Prabhupada, my spiritual master, once gave a definition of what is Krishna consciousness. This definition comes from an experience which you have when you fly with an airplane and you pierce through the covering of the clouds and go into the free sky which is full of light and not full of mist and fog. Prabhupada says, Krishna consciousness means above the clouds. And I always feel like this when chanting the Hare Krishna mantra with the devotees and friends, that as we absorb our consciousness into the sound vibration of the holy name, we feel an upliftment similar to that which a air flight passenger experiences who goes with the airplane above the clouds. It's a feeling of freedom from distractions and confusion, and it is also a freedom, a feeling of freedom, really, of light, of leaving all things behind. So the chanting, especially in a group of people, gives that same feeling of the airplane, you know, going over the clouds. You leave the material platform behind, and on a spiritual platform, you begin to see people and also circumstances in an entirely new and different way. So this was just a few reflections which I wanted to share with you about chanting the Hare Krishna mantra in a group of friends. It helps us to see reality because it brings us on a spiritual platform above the clouds. So now we have with us His Holiness Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj. He just comes from a few peace summits in Spitzbergen, and has many things to share. He's also the director of the Bhaktivedanta Institute, an institute which brings together spirituality and science on the same table so that there is a discussion and a dialogue and hopefully new findings. Maharaj is most probably between India and America, or where is your next destination? America, yes. He goes to America, and I want to encourage all of you to patiently listen to Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj. I believe you will first do some of your kirtans. Is that correct? Yes, you will speak. So let us give a very heartfelt and warm applause to Bhakti Swarup Damodar by shouting Go Premanandi Hari Hari. inform that today is the special day of distribution of personal power. Very distinguished power from today. Also participate. I'll go to a great department. That's nice. I think that it was from Ireland.
Vasudeva. സാക്ഷാത് ഭാഗവതങ്കിലും ട്രാൻസ്ലേഷൻ In the Bible scriptures, the ultimate object of knowledge is a Krishna, the personality of Godhead. That is the Vasudeva Parabesha. And the purpose of performing sacrifices is to please him. Vasudeva Paramaka. And the purpose of performing sacrifice to please him. Yoga is for realizing him. Vasudeva Parayoga is for realizing him, and all fruitive activities are ultimately rewarded by him only. Vasudeva Parakriya. The next is Vasudeva Paramagyanam. He is the supreme knowledge, and all severe austerities are performed to know him. Vasudeva Paramtapa. Austerities and tapasya is actually to know him. And Vasudeva Param Dharma, division of Dharma is rendering loving service unto him. Vasudeva Param Dharma and Vasudeva Paragati. He is the supreme goal of life, Paragati, the ultimate goal, the ultimate goal of perfection. So everything is said here. See everything that comes here? Everything is included. All the human activities, everything is included within the within serving the Supreme Lord Krishna. Vasudeva is under the name of Lord Krishna. The Krishna consciousness is like Maharaj was explaining about the understanding of Krishna consciousness. It's like flying above the cloud, like Prabhupada's the principle. Let's remembering that that line of thought. So when I was walking one day in Venice Beach, early in the morning, I was walking at 6 o'clock in the morning and turned to 7 o'clock, and this is the daily program. At 6 o'clock, we walked on this Venice Beach in California, in the Pacific. So one day, we were walking on the beach, so we show these birds called the pelicans. The pelicans, you have seen the pelicans, probably the birds. They fly in a very beautiful formation, like the wings of the aeroplane, like the head and a little bit forward, and the wings, like this common formation. So they fly early in the morning. They almost touching the surface of the water, very very close, like this, and. Maybe they want to catch something, when they start in the water. So our Prabhupada saw that. He said, our Krishna consciousness is just like that. Sankirtan together and flying together to reach the Krishna Loka. Then Prabhupada commented that, but it's one of us, just like these birds, these pelicans. So then there's a leader there, and following in perfect formation. But that is one of us has to be stronger, because she has some difficulty, that it's critical to help them that in the air. But you have to have the strength. You have to have your own strength together. But you get also that inspiration, that strength, by seeing that the leader is doing it. So that's why when the leader is doing it, that you also get strength. And so it's a good setup. That was very beautiful type of concept that the Sankirtan movement and the Krishna consciousness is like that, that we are all working together, but sometimes we have our freedom, the free will. There's a free will, it is a unity and diversity, this conception that to utilize our that knowledge and understanding how to reach the ultimate goal, the destination properly. That is actually the concept of Krishna consciousness. And then in Sankirtan we are helping each other. That by seeing that someone is very nicely, it's very much like this, let me follow him or her. So therefore this is the principle that helping each other and getting inspiration from each other. This is a very important part of the establishment association of the devotion to the Lord. So this way, we get a strength. So I was inspired by what Mahārāja was talking about, Prabhupāda being come for flying over the sky, above the cloud. This gave immediate in my mind what Prabhupāda said to us, working together. So here, it is very, very wonderful, very scientifically described. So this has to be firmly focused in our mind that Vāsudeva Parabhira, you see. We go to the schools, colleges, and universities, we do research and all these studies. But the very simple definition is that the ultimate goal of all this knowledge is actually to understand that the supreme source, that the Vāsudeva Parabhira. So the all goal of knowledge is to realize that there is the Lord, Krishna. This is very simple in the sense that we are working hard for getting knowledge, the searching for the ultimate meaning of life, the ultimate goal of the ultimate purpose of life. All the scientific research works, the philosophical research works, all these human efforts, they all aim to actually find out something that we are looking for. But the goal should be to understand the supreme source. I know the most intelligent. So therefore, Bhagavad says very clearly, the Vāsudeva Parabhira, that the goal of all knowledge is to actually understand the Supreme Lord. In the process of doing that, we cannot see the Lord immediately, but there will be a process. The process how to realize Him is the devotional activity. That is why we are doing this from the devotional activity. That the sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti means the beginners, the beginning, that they follow the rules and the relations, and observing these semi austerities, the discipline in the tapasya, and following a certain in the daily routine called sadhana. Sadhana means discipline, following the discipline. So this way, sadhana bhakti will start, and slowly, by process of realization, and one will be able to understand that the Supreme Lord, and then develop the highest, let's say, knowledge on the frame of the that the devotional is a different attraction to understand that the Lord is with everything. Vāsudeva Parāgati, Krishna still by all the same, that his knowledge will come as a step by step as a process for the effort. So therefore the Gita Krishna says that the Raja Vidya Raja Vyam Paritram Vidam Uttamam. So this is a devotional yoga, this bhakti yoga, is a process of understanding about the nature of the life itself, and also about the science of the law, science of God. So this is called the ultimately the king of knowledge, king of education. This is a king of education and also king of confidence and knowledge. This is the process of destroying what is the nature of the self and what is the science of God. So Rāja Vidya Rāja Vyam Pavitram Nidam Uttamam. And such a knowledge is a Pavitram. Pavitram means very pure, they say. Not contaminated by any other ingredients. Pavitam Ilamuttamam. It is the highest. Uttamam means highest. It is the highest knowledge. And such knowledge, and Krishna says that Dharmam Prateksha Avagam. Prateksha means it can also come through the sense perception. Prateksha means a sense perception. But this sense is not ordinary sense, but purified senses. And the senses are purified by discipline, then it is eligible to receive the direct knowledge, direct perception. And this knowledge, Sushukum Kartumapayam, and this knowledge is a joyfully performed. You can get happiness by doing that. So, feeling something, let's say, uninterested, but one gets the ultimate enthusiasm and satisfaction and joyfulness. happiness, there's a blissfulness, there's a sum. So that is the nature of the pure form of knowledge. And that, therefore, the Vasudeva Paravina. So therefore, to understand the supreme source of everything, the Vasudeva, that is the rule of knowledge. So in this way, here, everything is like the Vasudeva Para Yoga, the yoga is here, yes, basically Bhakti Yoga. This is the role of yoga. The yoga is actually to realize the role of the Supreme Lord. And Vasudeva Prakriya. And Vasudeva Param Jnanam, again, role of knowledge, the scientific knowledge is also to understand Krishna. And Vasudeva Param Tama, to understand, the purpose of performing tapasya is also to understand Krishna. And finally, the Vasudeva, we say, Vasudeva Paro Dharmo, Vasudeva Parakati, that means the ultimate form of what we are shooting for. Today, among the scientists, scientists are very interested in the search for the ultimate reality. What is the road to reality? The truth. What is the nature of truth? So this is some of the well-known scientists and the philosophers are working. So people are interested in finding out what is the ultimate truth. All of us are becoming interested. But here, Bhagavad says that the goal of all these things is actually to understand that the Supreme Self, Master, the Lord Himself. So, therefore, Krishna consciousness is a very practical for everyone. And one of them to be a scientist, one of them to be a philosopher, so at least one becomes interested in at least finding out what is the ultimate purpose of the ultimate goal of life. Coming here in this world, and what I'm looking for, so that the life can be engaged meaningfully and purposefully, so that this ambitious human life is not misused, is not wasted. I think that is the very central question that the scientist has to ask. What is the purpose of coming to this world? And also how sometimes to find some practical ways and means how to meet the challenges of this material life. Challenges means there are so many, let's say, difficulties that come in this lifetime. But how to overcome those challenges, how to go beyond those, to conquer those challenges and try to develop, let's say, understanding and the practical application to actually reach the goal that we are looking for. So in this way, Krishna consciousness is very practical and very, so if we can imbibe this in all our stages of life as a student and as a professional worker, as a scientist, as a philosopher, as a lawyer, as a housewife, everyone can actually engage himself with herself in this very useful journey of life. So this one might remain very enthusiastic and on the side of all these ups and downs in this material world, but there will be inner meaning as well as happiness. In this way, life will be worthwhile to be, and will not lament why am I going to this world and why the Lord has sent me to this world. Now, that's it. The Lord has mercifully sent me here in order to understand these things and try to make my duty, do my duty so that I can again go back to the original home. Prabhupada says, thank you, God. So, very happy to, to see your friends and supporters here in Switzerland. It's very nice to a source of inspiration to come here and see the friends and supporters here. And we're very happy to see our mothers. So, far as we can see, the viewers. And so, we pray that by the blessings of Prabhupada's Prabhupada, so, just remain healthy and strong, and in the middle of all these difficulties, get strength. And I just saw this that the trouble in the New Orleans. Actually, I didn't hear it because I was in the park somewhere. I only heard this yesterday, but there was a concert in New Orleans. We also had a temple there, nice temple. I was just looking to the internet, you know, like what it showed me. And see the tragedy, all this is like a tsunami and everything. So, as this, especially this beginning of the century, seems like where all opening of all this area, so it becomes very thoughtful. And that is, it's good to be a little thoughtful, and thank you. Try to make the right move. So please invite in somebody's house and your heart, and now tonight will be so beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we have God. We should all remain healthy and happy. That's what I think your blessing was. Our Swami Tantra Maharaj has picked a very nice shloka or text from Bhagavatam called Vasudeva Paravida Vasudeva Paramataha Vasudeva Parayoga Vasudeva Paravida. The translation reads, in the revealed scriptures, the ultimate object of knowledge is Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. The purpose of performing sacrifice is to please Him. Yoga is for realizing Him. And a list of other activities are given, which are all really expressing Vasudeva Paragatita. It is Krishna who is the supreme goal of life. I think Bhakti Swarupadamara Maharaj will like what I'm saying for your inter-religious conferences and peace conferences. Vasudeva, the name of the Lord, is explained to you in this book, also means He who is present everywhere, and it also means He, God, who is the director of everyone's consciousness. Once, the story goes, there was a Indian sadhu who was walking through the countryside, and he felt a little tired and decided to take his rest like it is done in India. Indians are very unconventional and not very formal, so the sadhu just laid down on the roadside, placing his head on the root of a tree, and he fell asleep. All of a sudden, he was violently awoken. A Muslim came to him and said, "Hey, you fool, your feet are pointing toward the mosque. This is very offensive, very bad." So the son was very tired. He said, "Oh, good man, I'm sorry, I was so tired. Please, you take my legs and you point my feet in a direction where there's no Allah." So the poor man at the feet of this east, but Allah is also in the east. Okay, let us point the feet towards the south. So yes, but Allah is everywhere. So finally he said, you keep your legs lying in the direction where they lie. This is a definition, a non-sectarian definition of God. God should not be the person who is only, or the personality who is only worshipped in the Hindu temple, or Islam, mosque, or a Christian church. He is, in one word, all-pervading. He's present everywhere, in all temples, in all mosques, and in all churches, and maybe even more important of the modern name, in all hearts. And that is the meaning of Vasudeva. He who is present everywhere, who directs the consciousness of everyone. I would like to now discuss the question how we can meet this all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. If he is everywhere and all present, it should be possible to meet him not only in the temple, not only at home, not only in the university. It should be possible to meet him everywhere. And here, when we enter this discussion, how to meet the Lord, we really enter a very deep spiritual discussion. We hear from the spiritual teachings that it is only possible to meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a purified consciousness, or to put it more simpler, when your consciousness is above the clouds of material illusion. After I told you this story, I have to tell you another story. A story about how necessary it is to reform or purify the consciousness if you want to meet the all-present Vasudeva. Once there were two philosophers who were discussing on a mole. Now, I'm not sure if in Switzerland you know what is a mole. Moles you find in northern Germany, the area where I'm coming from. It's stones which are put into the ocean, and they usually form a secure, or they build a secure place in the ocean so that ships can be inside and that the water of the ocean is not disturbing them. So moles are something like stone bridges, solid stone bridges which go into the ocean. So there were two philosophers discussing on a mole about the ocean. One philosopher said, to receive this beautiful, vast amount of water, the other philosopher said, I only see energy and form, that is, the wind and the wave. And they were discussing about different perspectives of the ocean, and two fishes came swimming by. They listened to the philosophers. When they continued to swim, then one fish said to the other, do you see the ocean? I don't see it. So the other fish looked at his friend and said, I also don't see the ocean. The two of the fishes continued to swim. One went to his hometown, and the other decided, I shall find the ocean. After 20 years or so, the fish who wanted to find the ocean returned to the other fishes. Most of them had died, but those who still lived asked, so, did you see the ocean? The fish who had become a wise fish said, yes. He didn't want to say that the ocean is all around you. Because if you don't have the eyes to see something, you can't see it. It's the same with Vasudeva or with Krishna. If your eyes are covered with ignorance, you will not be able to see him, although he's right in your heart. Although the Lord is closer to you than your breath, and then your hair, and then your Swiss francs in your money purse. see the Lord if and your eyes are covered. And I personally found precisely at this point the wonderful message of Krishna consciousness of what the Hare Krishna movement is all about. Very, very helpful to meet the all-pervading Lord. It is said in our tradition that the first contact which a person can make with God is the contact with His holy name. When you actually chant Krishna's holy name, it's your first real contact with God. Because, please listen, the name of the Lord is not different from His essential being. It's not different from Him in other words. In this material world, the name of the objects are always different. If I say glasses, I will not experience the glasses. Only if I put the object on my eyes, then the glasses will do the service. Because glasses, the name of the bird and the object are entirely two things. But Krishna and His holy name are identical. And as you chant it, you will know the art of chanting or singing this holy name. You will first only hear the name, but then you will see actually the form of God appearing before your inner eyes, and you will meditate about His qualities, like His great kindness and His let me say, joyful spirit, Krishna's joyful spirit. You will meditate about this, so that finally you have a full God realization, which comes from the name. I think we have a little experience of this when we run to the telephone. This is an experience which teaches us the principle how a name can also be the form. And you pick up the ringing telephone and you hear the voice, the sound of your friend who says, "Hello, greetings, all." At that moment, you see in your mind's eye a picture of your friend assimilated and coming together before your very eyes. Or in science, you can see the different informed water builds a different water pattern, which can be investigated by the electromicroscope. If you have water and someone played heavy metal music on it, if you freeze that water and take an ice ship under the electromicroscope, you see a different pattern then if you have water where the mantra Om Namah Shivaya was spoken on. If you have an ice ship of the water who has the sound Om Namah Shivaya on it, you will actually see a form like a crystal in the eyes. So sound, this is my point, carries form with it. When you hear on your phone a friend, you can see in your imagination the face of the friend. Or if you have a sound and you put it into water, you actually have the spiritual substance there. That's why when you want to purify yourself in the Vedic rituals, you put a little water on your hand, like here, you chant Om Keshavaya Namaha, and then you swallow this purified, or you could say in scientific terms, this vibrated water into your body and get purified spiritually. So sound is so powerful, my dear friends and my dear skeptics, that if you chant it knowing the science, you can actually experience how the form of God appears from this sound. So starting from tomorrow, we will go with a group of devotees. Some are also interested from our Swiss temples, but not so many. Some. We will go in the mountains and we will learn the science of sound vibration. We will make a mantra seminar, and then from this we will learn and visualize the divine spiritual secrets. I want to come to my main point. Today we learn from Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj how we should see the goal of our lives as Vasudev, the all-pervading Lord. And I wanted to contribute to Maharaj's wonderful lecture by saying that the way, or a very, very wonderful and effective way to meet Vasudev is to go through the sound vibration of this holy name and experience how from the sound Krishna arises in your heart. If you would like to make an experience of this, please be so kind to join us this evening. It starts maybe at 7:30, and we will all sit down here in the temple room. Zurich will be outside of the temple room, but inside the temple room we will have this transcendental sound vibration. We will chant together in great happiness, and we will request our Maharaj to be there also at the beginning, and you will be able to experience what it feels like to be God in sound vibration. That is what I wanted to say. Now I have a little question to our Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj. I really think this will be very nice if we have him here. As I said earlier, some of us say Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj is the Dalai Lama of the Hare Krishna movement. It's not only because he looks also very kind, but it is also because he visits many peace conferences, summits, peace summits, and so on. I wanted to pose a question to you, Maharaj, which I feel is very nice for our people. When you are on a peace conference, what are your essential messages? How is this actually possible through spiritual life to make peace in the world? Maybe you can speak a little bit for our enlightenment, and then we don't have to travel to America where your next peace conference is and listen to you here, but we can hear you immediately here. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Well, in this inter-religious dialogues, interfaith conferences, in fact, just about three days ago, there was a very important gathering in the United States, headed by the former President Clinton. It's called the Clinton Global Initiative. Just 2-3 days ago, and I'm an active member of an organization called the URI, United Religions Initiative. This is a global initiative for world peace, and it draws communities from all over the religious traditions around the world. Some are not having the religious tradition, like say some of their thousands in Australia and also in America. And there are many groups who do not even know their God, it just so they think that there is no God. But at the same time, they are spiritual people, spiritual is very, very deeply thinking people. So I was simple, and one of the talks that I did, that I generally try to present for my misconception is that we say in the religious tradition that we are all children of God. That Islam says we are all children of God, the Christianity says we are children of God, so the Hinduism says yes, we are all children. And so in this way, this is a kind of a commonality. So in this meeting, what we do is that we pick up the commonality, the common points which all agree upon. We do not so much talk about the differences that we have. Right? We all pick up those common points first. And then from there, we build the friendship and the dialogue. And there is a program in this gathering called appreciative inquiry. Appreciative inquiry is a process which works wonderfully. For example, we two unknown people meeting for the first time, and we are put together, let's say for half an hour, 10 hours, and say in an open field. All of us, for example, there will be, let's say, 200 people, and it will appear one on one. But someone we don't have never met before, and we have no idea. It will be put together, and then the session is called appreciative inquiry. Then you there's about 7-8 questions that you can have asked. Please tell me what's your background, where you come from, or what is your interest in life, things like that, simple questions that the other person will ask me, and they tell me a little bit of my background, and then what I have done, what is my interest in life, and then he listens, and he goes down some of the points that he is interested in, and then my turn, and I again ask him, same thing, because then dialogue begins. And after this first session, then we then go to the preliminary session again. We all get together. Then we point our high points. And after that, then you hear again four people. Now this time the group is a little bigger, but similar idea. So in this way, we build the connection. And it's a very, very positive thing that that then you begin to appreciate even in many edges, but doesn't bother us because just listening and giving enough time, and then we need to open up the feelings and the ideas, and then so this way the building of friendship or the same strength of it, and appreciating that even we can appreciate the differences. So this is one point that in the interreligious dialogue it's called peace building, a bridging. It's a bridges of peacemaking. Yeah, this is one of the things I find is very useful. And the other point that I started with is that we are all children of God. So why is that there is a war among the people, killing each other? So why in the name of God, we kill each other? So the two words to peace with this? The Father. So that is another point that they, when you bring up this point, we are supposed to be as brothers and sisters. So for example, my father was an ambassador in Pakistan, but then when I'm born in Pakistan, then ever since I'm born in the country, I can speak Islam. And, but at the same time, my identity is still there. So similarly, you know, God has, known in different traditions, different names, and so it's called in different ways. But at some time, the father is the same. But the children can have, many children who can speak different languages and they are born in different cultures, but at some time the father is the same. So therefore, we have therefore to learn how to respect, each other as a brothers and sisters, as a community, family, and last family. So this is another last way. A lot of people focus on that. There are several elements because we've been working this gathering in so many different ways. That certain things have come in recent times about the scriptures. They say some group said, well, this is said in the scriptures, so if I do this, then the Lord will be pleased. But I'm sure that the Lord will be pleased. That they did, because in some of the groups do not accept that it is just in scripture, so therefore now the time is, the whole world is very small today, that it is like a one global family, so therefore
Now, the right thing to do is that let's bring all our scriptures together, and then a panel of, let's say, important people from this community come sit together, and let's have a dialogue. And so suddenly, you know, passages are written in each scripture that certain principles may better be shown, let's say, practical to use in the science circumstances. So therefore, we should all agree that in the majority of the people that come from different traditions feel that, you know, this is not, although you say in your tradition, this is a very necessary, but the time has come that maybe we should keep this aside for the time being. In other words, we are not deleting it but from the scriptures, but we agree to not to use this for the time being, because this is going to be creating a lot of problems for us. So therefore we accept that. We accept this, that it's there in Hinduism, it's there in Christianity, it's there in Islam, then most of the scriptures, certain passages there, we should agree that we should not use this for the time being. This is also my own perception. I think this is there are some practical things, because in order to live together in peace and harmony, I think this type of understanding is very much essential in the religious dialogue. So these are, I think, some of the elements that the other is a full habit. The full habit in these gatherings, in a better way, we like to propose that this vegetarian diet is a very strong for everyone. Even in 2001, there was a gathering in Assisi, headed by the Pope, the British Pope, John Paul II, and he was heading this called a day of peace for all the religions. And I was one of the invitees, I participated in Assisi. And so the Pope decided to become vegetarian for 1.5 days. And it was in the newspaper and the television that the Pope became vegetarian, and as a respect to other groups. So I think this gathering is also coming in the religious dialogue. At least during our, let's say, either 5 days or 6 days of the day, let's agree that whether we can begin something, a give and take, a good sacrifice, and it is possible in this style. When you become friends like that, then they will let me do it, sacrifice for 5 or 6 days. Then slowly, it's a friendship builds up. And today, I think of this, I'm sure in this century, this interpretive style is going to be very prominent principle in this language. This is almost, very, very often, it's all over the world. And it is gaining momentum. I mean, the report that I just read today from the internet, from our group, from URI, meeting with Clinton. Clinton met all the whole world in this initiative. And they have four or five agenda. One is a conflict resolution between religions and its wars and its problems. And it was very impressive. Very important ideas are, and mostly it is based on spirituality. So what's next? I heard that the Hindu Prasad is waiting there upstairs. So, Prasad Prasad is going to do Maharaj's explaining about his retreat program, what to say. In the mountain?
In the mountains, yes.
So, those who are participating will be very fortunate. And,
the others can be this evening with us.
Yeah. And we have to, begin something for tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Maharaj asked the question, what's next? What's next is that we want to serve you a good meal of prasadam outside. I think it is ready, huh? Yes. And at around 7 o'clock we will meet again here in the temple room for those who participate in the evening of chanting together with all of us. So we wish you a good appetite.
Thank you.
Please take enough prasadam. Hare Krishna.
Can you sing one more time?
Can you sing one more time? Is that question? Would you be in the evening we sing for few hours?
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
about the knowledge, the source of the knowledge, like this,